A. Bites, The Mother I Never Met. Grief is the taste on my tongue when Africa reaches her hand out to me, and I have nothing to say to her. I do not speak the same language as my mother. She speaks, and I cannot speak back. I did not inherit the silk, the gold, the fat of that continent. I never met one of her sisters or experienced the softness of their opened hands. Under the gaze of Europe, I am a daughter with no motherland. For people who can't leave their skin or hair behind when asked about origins, we cry. I was persuaded out of my own skin, my own language, my own mind. Did anyone tell you that pain is a mouth? How it eats you. I am full on all things visceral. The richest place on earth is my mother's house, except for her own people. Africa hands her guests petals, yet she is greeted with pistols. And I have nothing to her, because she speaks, and I cannot speak back. I did not inherit the silk, the gold, the fat of that continent. Lorraine Dixon, The Leaving, dedicated to Grace Nichols and Joan Riley and other black writers of poetry and prose who weave marginalized narratives into the warp and weft of British his story. I am not a long-memoried woman like Grace. My memories are few and far between, lost in the dust of trauma, in the lick of pain. Her pain is pain. Our pain. We don't speak of it. They choose silence, to hide the shame, to ignore the ache, to forget the leaving of the big island. Their children's names are mystery upon mystery. Never got to know them, and missed opportunities. Joan understands all of this, the regrets, the long goodbyes, the legacy of separations, chasing old masses' dreams, whilst their old families are left behind. New children grow up fast in the motherland, forever stranger to the art's home, severed from those rooted there.